Next, we stopped at a party given by the Chancellor of Kyoto University. Mameha at once began talking with a man she hadn't seen in some time and left me on my own. The only space I could find at the table was beside an old man in a stained white shirt who must have been very thirsty because he was drinking continually from a glass of beer, except when he moved it away from his mouth to burp. I knelt beside him and was about to introduce myself when I heard the door slide open. I expected to see a maid delivering another round of sake, but there in the hallway knelt Hatsumomo and Pumpkin. "Oh, good heavens," I heard Mameha say to the man she was entertaining. "Is your wristwatch accurate?"
"Very accurate," he said. "I set it every afternoon by the clock at the train station."
"I'm afraid Sayuri and I have no choice but to be rude and excuse ourselves. We were expected elsewhere a half hour ago." And with that, we stood and slipped out of the party the very moment after Hatsumomo and Pumpkin entered it. As we were leaving the tea house, Mameha pulled me into an empty tatami room. In the hazy darkness, I couldn't make out her features, but only the beautiful oval shape of her face with its elaborate crown of hair. If I couldn't see her, then she couldn't see me. I let my jaw sag with frustration and despair, for it seemed I would never escape Hatsumomo. "What did you say to that horrid woman earlier today?" Mameha said to me.
"Nothing at all, ma'am."
"Then how did she find us here?"
"I didn't know we would be here myself," I said. "I couldn't possibly have told her."
"My maid knows about my engagements, but I can't imagine. Well, we'll go to a party hardly anyone knows about. Naga Teru Omi was just appointed the new conductor of the Tokyo Philharmonic last week. He's come into town this afternoon to give everyone a chance to idolize him. I don't much want to go, but at least Hatsumomo won't be there." We crossed Shizhou Avenue and turned down a narrow alley that smelled of sake and roasted yams. A sprinkle of laughter fell down onto us from the second-story windows brightly lit overhead. Inside the tea house, a young maid showed us to a room on the second floor, where we found the conductor sitting with his thin hair oiled back and his fingers stroking a sake cup in anger. The other men in the room were in the midst of a drinking game with two geisha, but the conductor refused to join. He talked with Mameha for a while and soon asked her to put on a dance. I don't think he cared about the dance, really. It was just a way to end the drinking games and encourage his guests to begin paying attention to him again. Just as the maid brought a shamisen to hand to one of the geisha, even before Mameha had taken up her pose, the door slid open, and I'm sure you know what I'm going to say. They were like dogs that wouldn't stop following us. It was Hatsumomo and Pumpkin once again.